Simatafresh Ayin He Sif Aleph. Okay. Zotis Machar Hadlaka is a mitzvah loy hamacha. The mitzvah is done at the moment of the hadlaka, not later on when you put it down. Shemahoye Samunachas bim Karma, Sholashay Mitzvah Chanukah. It was in its place, not for the mitzvah's purpose of Chanukah. Malika Shom. Then it's circle Sira Lanika Lashom Shem Mrs. Chanukah. Lighting it is sufficient, you don't need to pick up and put it down. Whereas we could argue possibly that if it was there already beforehand, so people will see you lighting it, they will think you're just lighting a regular lamp. Not Lashem, not for the purpose of Chanukah. So that you require an act of Hanukah, that would be more clear that you're doing it for the Pirsum and Isa element. So Kamash Malon, that's not true. And you can just light it in place, and that's sufficient. That's sufficient to light it in place. The fikach, you had a lamp which has been lit already from beforehand. Shadlikam Erev Shabbos, Mrs. Chanukah, was lit on Erev Shabbos, let's say, for Chanukah purposes, and it was still lit, and it stayed lit throughout the Shabbos. So here you can't pick it up and put it down the Shem Mitzvah Chanukah, you have to light it the Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. Okay, when we come back further points, so you can't move it after you light it, you have to light it in place. If we're talking about a place you're supposed to light b'chutz, and you light inside, then move it outside. It's not, you're not yotze. Shaharoya, armor the tzarcha humadlika. The roya will think that he's lighting it for some other purpose. He's lighting it inside. So the halakha was lacking in the kiyam of halakha because it wasn't in the right place. If you lit it in the right place, standing outside, but you're holding it in your hands, also no good. Sharaya Omer, the tzarcha who oichas, he's holding it for himself, not for the purpose of the mitzvah. So it has to be placed down in its place and then lit there. Okay. Let the Mishabura sukkot na'alav. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. So we understand that the point is the hadlaka. Based on this, that we're deriving it from the nusach of the bracha, so the nusach of the bracha is also true when it comes to Ner Shabbos and Ner Yom Tov. So that also would, therefore the result would be these halachas would be the same true over there. You have to light it in its place. You can't light it and then move it. The fikach, in a case where the lamp was lit beforehand, but so let him read. So what's the thought process? Let's say you held you lit a lamp in Erev Shabbos for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. It continues to light throughout the whole Shabbos. Now it's Motzi Shabbos. And you hold Hanukah is a mitzvah. Shema Yino Serim Shanukah is a mitzvah. It's a base. Hayitzarach lechaboyso ulahagbiya ulahanicha l'shem mitzvah ulahadika. So even he also agrees that you'd have to relight it. But besides relighting it, that would not be enough because it was already in its place for a different purpose. The purpose of the Ner Chanukah from before Shabbos. So you'd have to pick it up and put it down again. Since halakha is a mitzvah, so then you can leave it where it is, and then the main thing is putting it out and relighting it. Right. That's sufficient to do that. Okay, mechaba maldika l'shem mitzvah.
Let's see. When how long is he still going to be home for?
So then he said.
Okay, so
the Motzi Shabbos is Mechaba Malikim L'Shem Mitzvah. When I'm well, Masha Lika Esom L'Shem Mitzvah. It's not enough that it doesn't work that when you lit at Erev Shabbos, L'Shem Mitzvah. So Yom Abayom Abayom Milsa Bapi Nav Shehi. Each day is a separate mitzvah, okay. So there needs a new halakha. Come on, come start.
Okay. And what time does he come home from Yeshiva?
Now he has to. So he has to be malik at mokam anachos. Okay, but to learn, the loy tema, the loy ichbis lon b'hanocha klau. In other words, the kiddush over here is don't think that hanocha becomes irrelevant. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, so the hanocha is not a problem. Therefore, you can light it in the air. So wherever you light it, however you light it, is as long as you eventually put it down in the right place, it's good enough. Kamash, well, that's not true. That even the old halacha oisa mitzvah, we need that the halacha should be in the proper place. So you need a shiyah, the kind of welcome on the chos, you have to light it in the right place. Which means if you lit it inside, you took it outside afterwards, or you lit it holding it, and then you put it down, you're not yotzit. So this din is an obvious case. The person who lit inside and then took it outside, it's b'chal not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light. The mitzvah is to light outside. You have to light in the place where you're going to put in the air, which is outside. That's where Chazal Machayv you to light. So that's Isman Chazal that you lit outside. But what about nowadays? You light inside the house. So it's a lot, it's irrelevant. So the case of a person lit out inside and took it outside. We come welcome in a yotzibayv and said, the tzur shiyah halokas and eris b'mokum shiyah nichem libasayv. So he decided to come up with this new thing and take it outside. Okay, that's very nice. But if you lit it inside and took it outside, it means that the place where it ended up is not where you lit it. So that's exactly what you can't do. Mishum d'haroya yarmer the tzur v'malik. If you move it afterwards, that itself creates this perception that the original halakha wasn't for the purpose of Ner Chanukah, because you see you moved it afterwards. So anytime you're going to be moving it afterwards, it's going to be problematic, even if he was lit it inside and then he took it outside. Now, obviously, if you lit it outside and you bring it inside, it's too late. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, they were lighting with oil, right? So, lighting with oil, you could place multiple wicks around the rim, and then just cover it. It counts as multiple wicks. All right. Okay. So the case which we gave so far is from inside to outside, or from outside to inside. So in Sivkat and Vavi says, "Utsiya the chutz kosa poiskim, the shefilo hoya loka v'hanocha b'mokem echad b'fnima b'chutz." Both were either inside. He lit it inside and he put it down inside, or he lit it outside and he put it down outside. So you're still going to have this problem. Gam kein yesh li zoyer shel talpo neir iskana kamim mekaimon ashir shom ashir shel halacha. You can't move it from its place till after the zman of the proper amount of time that it's lit. Danukati shol, which is the half an hour period. Right? So that was this discussion which we had. We talked about yesterday. If it's not going to different makam, it's both are inside or both are outside. It's a question of moving it briefly after the halakha. Is that a problem? So we had before from we quoted the Taz. The Taz was Mekel. And all the other person were machmeran. V'yesh mechredim shemakilu b'zeb. Some which are makel and will allow him to move it afterwards in its inside. Because for begadol mechazkilo v'ali yesh deserve is that you should be makmer and not to move it at all. Now the filum in eretz kanaka shemalikim v'sekenes. Not only in eretz kanaka in the house, which is a chi of mikir adin. Even the eretz which you light the v'sekenes is which are only midin minig. Kam kenochol lizer lechazkilo shlo taltolom. So those also you shouldn't move. Furthermore, we could argue over there that maybe there's an argument that remember the whole the reason why you can't move it afterwards is because it generates in people's minds a perception the person's lighting it for himself. Maybe that wouldn't be such a chashash in the shul. It's more of a chashash in the person's home. But still, no, we're you should machmir not to move it. Okay. Now the Mechaber said you can't light it while you're holding it and then put it down. Where's the biyot? Dasataz. The dafka sharsa calls man mitzvah. It's only problematic if the whole period of time where it's supposed to be this man mitzvah, he's holding it. If he holds it in his hand for a short, briefly, he puts it down already lit. This is the task that we quoted before. Many are question this. You have to light it already in place. You can't light it and then can't light it out of place and then put it down. So that was out of place and then put it down. You have to light it in place. See, you can't light it out of place. I mean, you can't light the nair in the air and then put it down. So that was, we have this quoted this task before. The question: look, if I want to light one nair from the next one. Right, so according to the Taz, I could pick up the second nair, put it next to the first nair, and light it, and then put it down. According to the Rechadim, we're arguing him, so that's not an option. That you have to light it in place. Right. So the question you're asking is, you have a choice where to light, and you're not lighting by the window because it's too high. You're not lighting by the door because the kid might get to it. So we said before it was proper to put it not in a place where you normally put your regular lamps, because then people will just think it's another lamp. So in a case where you're going to have a site which you use the light nearest Shabbos, would not make sense to light nearest Hanukkah there, because that would undermine the message of Pesuminisa. Okay.
Right, put it on top of if you want to keep it out of children's reach, put it up on top of a bookcase or something?
I guess you could put it high. I mean, the Chatzkila, we try to put it lower, obviously, that's not, right. We don't do because right. Of the kid, that's not an option. So you could put it high, yeah. Be careful about how high you put it. Okay. Bays. Sif beis. Yesh misha armor, the kim of the halakha is a mitzvah. So she didn't shaman benair, kadei shir karim halakha. Since halakha is a mitzvah, when the moment that you light it, it has to be everything is already in place. Which means you have to have the full amount of oil in the nair at the time of the halakha. You can't add oil afterwards to reach the correct amount of oil. So if the correct amount of oil is enough time to last, tichle regal menashuk, which. So let's say which normally assumes half an hour after tzeis. So if you're lighting 20 minutes before tzeis, you need up to 50 minutes with the oil in the nair at the moment that you light it. But if you would light and then add more oil afterwards to get to the right amount, that's too late. Ches lo yotzei lechavasoi. The tzorach lechaboso. So now you have to put it out, put the right correct amount of oil, and then relight it. But then he says, however, below bracha, and this, so the shatzin. So this is actually mechalchus zachranim. Prichada says you would say it with the bracha. Okay. But he brings on the Nishma Sodom and the Chaman Moshe not to say a bracha. Okay. the Shartzi and the Sif Katan Tess brings that the Chem and Moshe and the Nishmas Adam say no bracha, and the Pir Chodesh says with a bracha. Okay. Okay. And similarly, we had before, if you had enough oil, but it was lit, the point was it's not going to last because you lit in a place where it, the wind would blow it out. So you also set over there to light again below bracha. Now over there below bracha made sense because maybe it would last. It, even though there's wind, but it's not vaday that the wind's going to blow it out. Over here, if the oil is not oil kashir, so then it's vaday that's going to go out. So Pichada says you would make. He sees doesn't see why you shouldn't make it. If vaday wasn't enough, so you have to make. You'd have to take a bracha.
Chances are, the reason a person would add a little bit of oil after the fact is because they just weren't quite sure. So in which case.
Right, so that was that case. The case where a person realized the mamash didn't, you know, refill the container, and he realized that there's very minimal amount of oil in there. It's a chiddush, so you don't make a bracha. I'm not sure why. Sif Gimel, Isha Malek is Nerchana Kosha Afi Chayevispa. A woman can light just like a man can light. A woman can light also, because a woman has a chiyev also. So normally she's yotzei with her husband. In a case where she can't be yotzei with the husband for whatever the reason might be, so she has a chiyuv to light. That avol melika cheres shetem katan. However, it was lit with by people which do not have a status of a ben das, a katan under the age of a mitzvah, or a person who's deaf mute, or a person who is mentally not capable. So the halacha is that the halacha is not valid, and he would have to relight again. Vavagav shenicha gadol, even though the gadol then took it from the hands of this katan, cheresh or shoyta, and put it down, so it doesn't help, because that doesn't help me. Hanocha, we need the halacha should be done by a person who's chayv in the mitzvah. Some say if a cotton reached age of chinuch, so he has a chiyuv mirabbanan to light neiris. So it comes out his chiyuv mirabbanan to light can be both to you and your chiyuv mirabbanan to light neiris.
Isn't there a whole discussion about what's the nature of the chiyuv of a cotton shehigiyuv chinuch? Is he really mechuyav, or is the father's chiyuv to be
mechanech? There is a machlokes whether the chiyuv is on the katan or the chiyuv is on the father to mechanech. Most rishonim seem to go with along the lines that the katan has some level of a chiyuv, and so we can has own chiyuv, and therefore it's possible to talk about a katan being mitzvah gadol. And the more it talks about it in the context of katan being mitzvah gadol by Megillah. So there is such a discussion because the cotton does have some chiyuv upon himself. Rashi is mashma that the chiyuv is on the falat to mechanot, the cotton, not on the cotton. Okay, hagoh lidan lechol echem im neabayis malik with neyatzmei cotton shegiel lechinuch tzar lahat lekamkin. So nowadays, we have each member of the household light, so the cotton would also have a chiyuv to light. Zogt Mishnah Berurah of cotton test. Isha Madlekes, Pirish. Bad Kol B'nei Besa. She can light the Nair, which is the main Nair, to Motzi, all of the other members of her household. Filu Ish. And even a man can make the woman the shliach to mitzvah the man. As long as they hear the bracha, even if they didn't say amen, they'd still be yotze with hearing the bracha. They heard the bracha. She was mitzvah them in the hadlaka, and her shlichus as well. Similarly, the man can be much of the woman, will make the bracha for the woman. She's yotza her chiyuv by that he lit, and she was there. She was able to hear the bracha. But but in a situation where she's not there, it would not be yotzei, he's saying, because she wasn't there to hear the bracha. Now, pashas, the hadlaka is not the hadlaka is not the problem. The hadlaka, I made a shtiach on the act of lighting, so the person lit for me through shlichus. So why shouldn't it work? Now, the problem is the chiyuv bracha. So either that the shliach should not be saying the bracha, rather the shliach should be saying it, and the shliach is, when he says it, and the shliach is yotzei with it, so it's as if the shliach was saying it. So that would be, or we hold that the shliach could say a bracha, because he's a shliach now with the responsibility to do this mitzvah, even though it's not relevant to him personally, because he's not being yotzei in this house, whatever. But the mishaleach, besides the mitzvah of hadlaka, also has a mitzvah of saying birchus, the brachas of Chanukah, which go into what's called birchus haroya. If a person did not light and nobody was, a person was not being yotze with anybody else, and he did not light because, let's say, he doesn't have a place to light, they kicked him out. He's living on the park bench, right? So when he sees an erech Chanukah, he makes a bracha birchus haroya.
You mean he makes alanisim? I mean,
shalsenisim. Right. He makes a bracha shalsenisim. Now, if I'm being yotze with somebody else, so now there's a machlokas achronim. The bracha of shalsenisim, which was our masakim for seeing an erech Chanukah, when you didn't light, it's only in the case where you weren't yotze and you didn't light. Or even if you were yotzei and you did not light, how's that? Somebody else is yotzei you by lighting as your shliach. So somebody else lit for you, but you weren't there b'shas bracha when they said the brachas. Now when you see an erech Chanukah, you should make a bracha. That's machlokes, and therefore it's a suffered bracha. Okay, so he says you can be yotzei with the two shlichas. That not only if you're there to hear it, this way you won't get involved in any halachic smakers of what to do with the birchas haraya. So it doesn't mean, we said lo ben yanachar, doesn't mean that it wouldn't work otherwise halachically for the shlichas. It means it wouldn't be the proper way to do it otherwise.
If a person is physically not able to light, they're there. They're asking somebody to do the actual lighting. Can they still make the bracha?
Really, really, you get involved in the shaila. The person, if you hold a shliach to make a shliach for mitzvah can make the bracha himself, then the shliach really should make the bracha. He's doing the ma'aseh, so he should make a bracha on it. Pashas having the mishaleach say the bracha and the shliach doing the ma'aseh. There's an argument whether that was.
It's better not to. Not to.
No, he's saying, well, one person will be yotze with the other person, but let's say Reuben can't, he's home, but he can't light. He's incapacitated. Right? So he asked Shimon to be his shliach to light. Should Reuben say the brachas? So Shimon's lighting. See, if you learn that the shliach can make a bracha on his maisa, so to let the shliach make the bracha. If you hold that the shliach cannot make the bracha, so the mishalech saying the bracha, if he's saying bracha, Ramai said he's not doing. Is that proper to do? Okay.
And but Shimon can do that. I mean, he can make someone his shalit, even though that person's already been yotze.
He can make someone else a shalit, even though he's been that other person's yotze. Correct. Shalsenisim, there'd be no problem that either one of them can say it. The issue is the bracha is lahadik ner shalchanukah. Who should say it? Because the Shimon's being madlik, Reuben means the balabos. Who should say the bracha? But the bracha shalchanim, either one can say. The other one will be yotze with them. But I'm sure it was early Shmuel Simon Kufay. The dance of Malik and Kolecha Bifni Yatsan, we call Mokum Isha Eno Tzricha Lahadik. Even though nowadays everybody else lights in the family, all of the members of the household, it doesn't apply to the wife. To have been rocked Tfelus Lanoshim, because they're secondary to the man. Mimroitzus Lahadik, if they do, but if they would want to light, they could. They could light, and then mevorachos. Tavik kasher mitzvah seish as man grama yichelus tevorach. We Ashkenazim allow a woman to make a bracha and mitzvah seish as man grama. So now here he's throwing out that it sounds like women are not chayiv in the mitzvah, so that's not going to be so poshut. We said before that the women are included in the neis, so they have their own chiyuv. So this Erlish Shmuel, which says. They make a bracha like any other mitzvah of Seishas and Goma, so it's problematic. I think they asked the question over here.
Because if the issue is that she's yotzei with her husband's bracha, so now she's making a bracha levatala or she'ena tzricha.
Right. So that's hard to.
But that's what it seems. But don't we allow a wife if she really wants to light to do it? In addition to her husband?
Mm-hmm. So he brings over here from Shlomo Zalman, in the case that the husband is lighting and the woman wants to light on her own besides the husband. So even though the woman has a chiyuv, but since we have Isha Kagufa, so she doesn't go into the Din of Mahajim and Mahajim to light on her own. So that which you're going to allow her to light on her own can't go into the rubric of a mahadrin and a mahadrin. It goes onto the rubric of a person can be mechayim and have do mitzvah and not chayim in it, which is that concept. Mr. Seishas Mangroma, a woman can make a bracha on shayfer even though she has no chiyuv shayfer at all. So a woman can make a bracha on their chanukah even though she has no chiyuv in their chanukah at all. That's how we understand this mishnah. It's a difficult piece. If the husband's not home, the woman can light with a bracha. Well, yeah, the cut, but not a cut, kill the command, like we'll say later on. Kasav Shabbat Tshuva, Simen Ayin Zayin. Summa. Imu Bayez Shacherim Dolkin, Vyachal Ishata Bapriti Imahem Vivorkolo, Zeodiv. If he could join, should be really a cherem or madlikin, really, where other people are lighting, so he can be join them into their halakha by being mishata b'pruta, that'd be the best thing. Cherem yesho isho, isho malek hazov. If he has a woman who has sight, she would light. V'im hu b'bayis miyuchad ben lo isho, he's in his own house with no wife. He would light with somebody else's help to make sure that he's putting the neighbors in the right place. However, the Shari Tshuva says in the situation, I'm just looking for the Shari Tshuva over here. He's going back on the Summa, right?
The question is, is this related to what we were talking about before? If he physically, because he's a Summa, he physically needs somebody to help him do the actual hadlak. Like, I mean, could the person direct his arm, you know, to the spot? Or is the question whether he can make a bracha bechlal because he can't?
So, see what he's doing. I think the bracha he's saying lo yivorech is because of he can't see, so he's not really, he himself is not benefiting from the presumanisa aspect.
Well, he's helping others,
right? But the ikur chiyuv But it depends back to the chiyuv. In case a person's all by themselves, do they have a chiyuv to light? If you learn yes, means the chiyuv starts being him being a forest in the nays by creating this thing to look at, which he can't see. So if you know the main thing focuses outwards, other people, then you're right. Why is it somewhere worse? Okay. A woman can light near Chana because she also has a chiyuv. The Syrian Greeks made this rule that a woman gets married who has nesuin. She already had erusin. She comes in time for nesuin. The governor would take her first. We said before that a woman accomplished the Yeshua Shabbat Shech and Kohen Gadol Chotka Rosh Hatzarim, the Kohen Gadol's daughter, was able to entice and then cut off the head of one of the main generals. Klum. It's valueless. Klum. Even if somebody else is directing them what to do, etc., it doesn't make a difference. The maisa, they are not doing the maisa, which is a halakha of chiyuv. So you can't be yotze with it. Abishenicha gadol. So even if the cotton lit, even though the gadol put it down, it's too late. Halakha is a mitzvah. Halakha. It has to be lit in a form of chiyuv by a gadol. Then he brought a Yesh Mishoimer. Kachigil Chinuch, it's mutter. Your gimbal. Yesh Mishoimer. He had a few months of Sosom and Machabra, Sim and Tafresh, with SFAs. I shall my saying, Nisuch Shia, Cotton Yachal, Hutsi, and Lakosa Lakdel. Regards to the cotton being Mitzi for the mitzvah of Krius Megillah. He says that the cotton should not do so. So the same thing over here. We should not have a cotton. We might see the gadol in his adlock. Then he said, the Rama said, for us nowadays, each person lights, so then, this is not the minhag of the Mechaber, but that's the minhag of the Rama. Each person is lighting, so that starts on the age of cotton. Jigil l'chinuch. Lay it down. Let's learn. The Avim name of the halacha, the loy kaya shermer. Now, when you have a hutsi acher about the kosa, that's the Yesh Mishaimer, which the Shulchan Aruch brought, held that a cotton can light them, you might see the members of the family. So that's not true. You know that's not true. Kamakam huba atzmoi, kima shigil chinuch tzar lahadik. That's not me. He can't be with somebody else, but he himself had, once he reaches the age of chinuch, the cotton has a chiv to light. Behind Bir Locha, when nearly the cotton. Ain't sorak lahak rakuli hai. The dai shayadik bakolalila rak near echo the kuliyam. So you can, this, the chinuch of the cotton is not necessarily for the hitter mitzvah, it's for the basic mitzvah. So each night he'll light one there. Because according to Gam, the ger Gam can yoko lemashosin isim lavaseno, ger can say osin isim lavaseno, because there are his ovis, at least in a spiritual sense also. Okay, he sent this to the Bir Locha. They done Mechol Echad. Yeah, what's up with the Bir Locha? He brings him to the Gibor, even for us nowadays, Ketan Renachayev. And the Miri also says like that. So not everybody says that there's a chi of chinuch on the cotton. It seems to be that shigil chinuch would have a chi of the light. Since this is a mitzvah shmeiker, then the balabais is lighting. So the creative chinuch aspect on that is, that's questionable. Okay, well, let's hold it here.